Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is going to be sworn in for the third term in the coming hours after winning a historic runoff last Sunday. The inauguration in parliament is going to be followed by a ceremony in the capital, Ankara. Dozens of world leaders, as well as the head of NATO, have been invited. Erdogan took more than 52% of the vote in the second round of the presidential ballot, defeating Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, Osama bin Javid's lifeless in Ankara. So given that this is the third time that he's been inaugurated, he's presumably the president's pretty used to this, what's going to be happening?
Well, it is a historic day. It's going to be the third decade for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in power, a day of ceremony and pomp where he is going to be taking his oath. It's a short ceremony where he's ushered in, takes the oath, and he waves to the parliament and leaves. Then he goes and pays respect to the founder of the Republic, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, and then he goes on to a very hectic schedule of other meetings at the parliament, meeting world leaders, as well as and later in the day, he's expected to announce the people who are going to be running Turkey as his cabinet members for the next 5 years. So it is a historic day. And again, beginning of another term where President Erdogan will have to fulfill all of his promises that he's been making to people to elect him into power.
And you were talking about him unveiling his cabinet and rebuilding his cabinet. That's going to be key, and a lot of people are going to be watching that because, of course, Turkey's facing a lot of issues. The main one is the economy, and who he puts in charge of that is going to be very interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that is the buzz of the town here in the last couple of days on who takes the very important role of the Finance and Treasury Ministry, who takes over the role of the Foreign Ministry. As you mentioned, NATO Secretary General is here. Turkey has a relationship with not just people, not just internal significance and importance, but also in the region and wider international community as well, whether it's the Ukraine war and the grain deal, whether it's Sweden's accession into the NATO alliance, whether it's other regional issues in the Middle East and beyond. But more importantly, it is going to be the issue of economy, where every day people in Turkey have been feeling the pinch. And we've been talking to some of them, not just people on the streets, but also businesses who are waiting to see how President Erdogan is going to fare.